potatoes.
Huh?
Potatoes.
Potatoes?
Did you grow any potatoes?
Yes.
What kind did you raise?
We had little potatoes, and used to raise these new potatoes, we call them. Thin red skin on them.
Oh, yeah.
New potatoes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we used to raise them.
And how about these things that, when you cut them, they make your eyes water?
Onions?
Yeah. And did you raise any small ones?
Yeah.
What were those called?
Let's see. Spring onions. I don't know now. It's been so long. We used to have them early.
Mm-hmm.
Get them early in the garden.
What kind of beans did you grow?
Kentucky Wonders. Whole beans. And sometimes I think we had these, let them dry. I had dried beans. Let them dry, you know. Green beans.
Uh-huh.
Let them put them out and let them dry.
Uh-huh.
One of these cannons.
Uh-huh.
I guess you can remember. You ever see people put strings through beans?
And hang them up?
Yeah.
Do you remember what those were called?
No.
Did you ever hear them called leather breeches?
No. But I know I've seen people and seen them.
And dry them that way.
Yeah. I don't know what that looked like. They strung them up like you were stringing beads or something. Or
yeah.
That. I never did know why people done that.
Now, these weren't the pods at all. These were the beans that had been shelled.
Well, I've seen them in the pods.
Uh-huh. What do you call the edible tops of turnips and
greens?
Okay. And the outer part of an ear of corn that you take off.
Sure.
And then the corn itself, the cob would be called a
kernel.
What would you call it if you're eating corn that way? You say today we're having.
Well, we're roasting there.
All right. And the outer and the top of a corn stalk that thing on the top of a corn stalk.
That's tarsal.
Okay. And the thing that fine stuff that you have to remove from the. From the corn before you can eat it.
Use the silks.
Yeah, and the and
silk.
Okay, and then this large kind of orange thing that grows in a garden, and kids at Halloween like to
pumpkins.
Okay, and something similar to this that grows in a garden that you eat, and your wife might fry it or boil it. How about a squash or squash?
Squash, yeah. Squash.
Were there any different kinds of squash?
Did sweet potato squash. It's good too.
Oh, really? No one?
There's a squash that's got a neck to it.
Uh-huh.
It's good, man. Gonna give me one day on the train. And to give it to me, he pushed in a hand cart.
Huh.
And I just said, give me one of those. And he run the train, just leaving the station.
Uh-huh.
You run up and give it to me, and I brought it home here and cooked that thing. It tastes just like a mashed sweet potato.
Is it a great big thing?
Yeah.
It wasn't big?
So awfully big. This was a small one.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say as big as that man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's back.
Yeah.
But it had a neck to it.
Yeah.
And you peel that thing, you know, just like you do a pumpkin.
Uh-huh. They call it a sweet potato squash?
Sweet potato squash.
Now this is a kind of melon. What kinds of melons are you familiar with?
Cantaloupes, watermelons, and these here, it's costly everything in the world. What is these, they have in these stores, that melon? Cantaloupe, it's a...
The honeydew melon?
Yeah, honeydew.
And these little things that look like umbrellas that you see growing out in fields, and they're about this high, and some people pick them, and they sometimes slice them up and put them on steaks, but a lot of people are afraid of them, and some of them are poison.